I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Government and evangelical leaders gathered in Washington, D.C. recently for a briefing on religious freedom in the former Soviet Union. Russian ministries sponsored the event, and the director of religious freedom issues, Wade Kuzak, says as they heard country reports, they also presented ideas of how to cooperate with authorities and restore religious freedom. Kuzak says many government representatives attended.
As a result of this briefing, evangelicals will be included into this dialogue. Their opinion will be heard by people who are making decisions. The government of their countries will see the evangelicals respected all over the world who have very good connection.
Meanwhile, how many miles did your grandpa walk to school when he was younger? Well, kids around the world often delay attending school until they can trek the many miles by themselves. Baptist Global Response Partners aim to fix that for 250 students in the Horn of Africa. New schools in the works. Log on to our website to see how you can help. And San Francisco and Waterloo are taking their place among the least Bible-minded U.S. cities, according to Barna Research. But Glenn Powell of Biblica says a broader trend is grabbing their attention.
The biggest challenge, especially here in America, is engagement. People are not reading and living the Bible well. Many, many people have access to the Bible but don't know what to do with it. And so we're going to go after that issue.
Biblica's new Institute for Bible Reading is tackling the issue by answering two fundamental questions. What is the Bible? And what are we supposed to do with it? You can learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.